And amongst all the interesting information that I was reading last week, something else popped up that really made me sit up and take notice, and that was one of the more well-known property developers working exclusively in Tel Aviv, and I think they have above 70 properties on their books at the moment. Let it be known that they have not made one single sale in Tel Aviv this year. I find that absolutely fascinating. I want to know, is this a bursting bubble? Is it a slowdown? Is it a correction? Is it just bad property? And the man who's going to talk to me about all that is Barry Cohen, the CEO and owner of the Blue Agency in Israel. Barry, great to chat to you. How are you this afternoon, the spring day?
Good, thank you. How are you? It is indeed. Spring has sprung.
Spring has sprung. In this part of the world, spring has sprung. I don't know what's happening your side. Hope you're getting a reprieve from that awfully hot weather you've been having. But talk to me about the property market, because is it correct, this report that I was reading, that this very large real estate company has not sold a single property in Tel Aviv since the beginning of the year?
So I don't. Somebody sent me that article earlier today, and I didn't check into it. But it would not surprise me. Let's put it this way: the deal flow, especially in the center of the country, in the Tel Aviv area in Jerusalem, is probably down 30 or 40% year on year from last year. So if you had to tell me that that a developer hasn't sold any apartments for this year, I wouldn't be surprised.
Why is this happening, Barry? Because whether it's cognitive dissonance or not, there were articles coming out last week and the week before stating that the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange has reached record highs. This during a war. What explains then the fact that this is somehow not translating into the property market?
Yeah, so it's funny you mention that, because when looking at the numbers, and you know, looking at the numbers, monthly numbers, where new apartment sales in 2024 probably averaged about I would say between six and eight thousand apartments a month. It's now around 2,000 to 3,000 apartments a month. And then if you look in June, right, there's like quite a big dip, and you kind of, you know, try and work out why, but actually we were in full blown war with Iran during June. And you know, we kind of almost sweep that under the carpet. You know, you said to me, you know, the stock market is at an incredible high, and you know, even though we're at war, and you kind of just say it in passing.
Yeah.
But actually the country is at war. And we had a war with Iran, and I don't think that one should expect the real estate market to be behaving normally. It should be in total disarray. I think the fact that it's managed to hold on to its own, and even though the deal flow is down, prices haven't really followed that. I think we should almost look at it as a good sign, considering that, number one, there's still a shortage of labor, of builders, to actually build the buildings. There are guys that are engineers and architects and quantity surveyors that have not been at their jobs for a year and a half, because they've been in Miluim, in reserve duty. So notwithstanding the fact that, yes, the amount of deals has dropped drastically, prices haven't really gone down. I think that we have to say that we're in a pretty good situation, considering everything that's going on around us.
Something else I read, which I found absolutely fascinating, and this sort of ties up to your war issue, specifically Iran, was that apartments which don't have their own protective rooms or mamadim are very definitely not high on people's list of priorities right now. Is that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And notwithstanding the fact that, look, almost every building has got a bomb shelter in the basement or, you know, on the ground floor, if it was like pre-1980. Now people won't look at those buildings anymore. If it doesn't have a mamad or a sealed room, a secure room in the actual apartment itself, it's very, very difficult to sell an apartment like that today. The government has come out with new guidelines in terms of being able to build them onto existing buildings. So just very quickly, the government has got these plans of refurbishing buildings against earthquake and giving them the protected shelters. And now they've actually given new guidelines where you can add on a protected room to your existing building without knocking it down, because that's what they've been doing. Obviously, there has to be space to do it.
That could be tricky.
There are new guidelines. Yeah. So that has become quite quite a talking point, because I took a woman to see an apartment a couple of weeks ago, and she said, "Where's the security room?" So I said, "Oh no, it's not here. It's downstairs." She said, "Thank you very much."
Not interested. And she walked out. Fascinating, absolutely fascinating, and realistic. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense if you're older and a little bit infirm and you can't walk so well. I mean, why would you want to go down a whole bunch of stairs to get to a safe room? I completely understand that. I was in Israel in April. I was there for Pesach and spent time in Tel Aviv. And I want to tell you, without exaggerating, I mean, the prices of property in Tel Aviv, specifically for a South African, are eye-watering. They're weep-worthy. I mean, a loch, an ugly, unrenovated place that you wouldn't want to put your cat in, is going to cost you 20 million rand. That's if you can find one for 20 million in Tel Aviv.
20 million rand?
That's not even entrance level. It's Yad Eliyahu, maybe, or Shchunat Shapira, or something completely out of the way. Is this not a correction to sanity? I mean, is this just not the Israeli property market saying we went too far, we're correcting now?
So absolutely, there are those people that are saying that, you know, we've always said, you know, the prices will continue. So maybe this is a correction coming in. But I don't necessarily, I think there's too many things going on around the real estate market for us to point a finger specifically and saying, well, you know, the steam has run out of the market. The government has managed to, over the past couple of years, increase the building starts. The building starts, you basically had approximately between 40 and 50,000 building starts every year. And the demand was for around 50 to 60. So there was always a shortage. They managed to reverse that trend, and they've increased the supply. That, together with the unexpected war, has led to you know, there being about 80 or 90,000 apartments on the market now, where there was a shortage before. So there is going to be some kind of correction, but I don't see prices. You know, if you look at the graph over the past 20 years, when the market has gone down, it's gone down by like 2 or 3%. When it goes up, it goes up by 15%. So even though year on year prices are probably down 2 or 3%, it may drop still a bit further, but I don't believe that we're in for a big correction. And you just have to carry on doing the same. You have to look for quality real estate at a reasonable price.
So I fantasized when I was there about the Gush Agadol, Sde Dov, where they're building this whole new Tel Aviv. I mean, come on, Barry, come on. What are you talking about there, a square meter? What's the going rate there at the moment?
Okay, so it depends which. Gindi came out with a development where he was talking about 65,000 shekels a meter, and everybody said, "Wow, that's for nothing. That's for nothing. That's so cheap, right?" But what's the deal?
Times five, South Africa.
No, at 65,000 a meter, but you've got to put down 15% now, and you've got to pay the balance over the next 8 years. Right. So you know, obviously they're going to be able to sell at that price because the Israelis are masters at saying, don't worry, it'll be okay. I'm not worried about now. In 8 years' time, it's going to be double what it is. And they may very well be right.
They may also be wrong. Barry, we have to leave it there. Yeah. I've loved every second of this conversation. Promise me we can do this again.
Lovely talking to you. With pleasure.
That was great. That was Barry Cohen, the CEO and owner of the Blue Agency. Isn't it incredible? I'm going to do the maths quickly enough in my head, but 65,000 times five, that's the cost of what property is in Israel per square meter. I mean, it is just insane. So I don't know. Would you buy if you had the funds available now? Would you invest in Israel at that kind of price? I wonder. Not so sure I would.